Okay, hold on to your flat whites and your Easter eggs. Climate change could be coming for your favourite foods. According to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, worldwide yields of coffee and cocoa beans could decrease by up to a third by 2050. It is not all bad news, though. There are plenty of dedicated professionals in both industries fighting to keep them viable. Morning Report producer Emma Ricketts reports.
As temperatures and rainfall increase, the amount of land suitable for growing coffee beans is decreasing. Coffee Supreme's chief executive Andrew Lowe was in Brazil last week, and he says the impact there is huge.
In Brazil, there's 97,000 kilometres of coffee land in 1990. Today, only 38,000.
And he says New Zealanders won't be exempt from the consequences of this.
Farm technology have improved across that time, so the amount of coffee we get from a coffee tree has increased, so we've offset some of that reduction. But we can't do that forever. Unless we can make significant changes to how we farm and make it sustainable, we will start to see the ability to buy great coffee get a lot more expensive.
And it's not just coffee. Climate forecasters say almost a third of global cocoa production could be wiped out by 2050. Cocoa trees like a certain environment, uniform temperatures, high humidity, and plenty of rain. But with the Ivory Coast and Ghana, producers of two-thirds of the world's cocoa, seeing hotter days and more drought, Wellington Chocolate Factory co-founder Gabe Davidson says the price is higher than he's ever seen.
Over the past 5 years, it's increased by 150%.
But he says his small specialty company is more insulated than what he calls big chocolate.
Dealing at the quality end of the market, we can absorb some of these price increases. So we're not planning to sell our chocolate for the same price but reduce the weight like some chocolate companies are.
At Coffee Supreme, Andrew Lowe is confident it's not all bad news.
Sleep easy. We're not going to run out of coffee. Many families, many societies across the whole of Asia, Africa and Central America are dependent on the sustainability of coffee. So I think we've got some aligned motivations in making this a sustainable crop a long time into the future.
Havana Coffee's green coffee buyer and master roaster, Joe Stoddart, agrees.
A truly sustainable and biodiverse coffee plantation needs shade canopy and a lot of different trees that are in amongst coffee. If we put coffee out in what we call a monocrop, it may yield a lot, but it is more susceptible to the heat of the environment or the lack of water.
And there's plenty of other pioneering work being done as well.
That was Emma Ricketts reporting there on changes to the climate change's impact on chocolate and coffee. I'm going to go and enjoy some of both of those over the Easter break. I hope you do too.